showcasing stories from local sports clubs throughout Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. This is From the Sidelines with the support of Comisión na Meán.
I'm Dave Daly and this is From the Sidelines. This week we meet the coaches and players of Rathoath GAA Club.
Kieran Murray is my name. I'm the chairperson of Rathoath Ladies GAA Club, LGFA. You're very welcome first to Rathoath GAA Club, Shawneef Park. We're located on the Dunshaughlin Road out of Rathoath. And I'm the chairperson, as I said, of the Rathoath, the ladies section within the club. The club itself was founded in 1903. It was set up as a hurling club. First successes came in the 20s in hurling, transitioned through to football, and is now a jewel, very much a jewel club. It's an honour to be the chair, and we have in excess of 20 teams. We have an average of 35 players per team. We have over 480 girls and ladies registered. We have an intermediate and junior adult teams, and we have an army of brilliant mentors, coaches, helpers, members, all giving their time for the betterment of the ladies section. For the club and for the girls, it's all about fun, participation, keeping girls playing the sport. It's an issue. We get drop-offs at the teenage years, so we're very much about keeping it fun, keeping as many girls as possible participating and bringing them right through to adult level. We have fantastic facilities. We have our main pitch. We have function rooms, a bar, meeting rooms, physio rooms. Then we have a development out the back where we have three pitches and a juvenile pitch. And we also have further plans for further pitches on the right-hand side. So fantastic facilities. We have a ball wall. Brilliant. It's a ball wall Astro. It was recently added in the last 2 years. So facilities are fantastic. And as the ladies section, we're very lucky and have use of all the facilities that the club offer.
Gráinne Hennessy is a ladies section coach and a county board rep for the club.
I live here in Rathoath for nearly 15 years. I've been a member of the club for 12 years. This is my 12th year coaching. I was originally drafted in to play for the ladies team. And with that, they needed help in the juvenile section for the under eights. And that's when I got involved because I had a few young girls coming up. And we wanted to develop the juvenile section, especially on the under eights, two little girls. And so I've been involved all the way up from under sixes. We put that together, myself and Kieran. We started off the under sixes. We broke, which was the first time in the club any time under sixes for girls had been developed. And so we've developed those girls. I stayed with most of those teams up to under 12. I had about 10 teams at that stage. And then I stayed with my own kids. So I'm coaching currently the under 12s, the under 13s and the under 15s. So all in all, there's six teams for that. So over 100 girls. So it's an absolute privilege to be their coach and mentor and help out with them. And sometimes a confidant for them, you know, it's an ear to for them if there's something going on. So I'd be very attached to the kids, and you know, they all call me their GAA mam. So and some of the girls that are here would say that they always have me to lean on, and I love it. I absolutely love it. My own two daughters are playing, and their friends, like, they go to soccer matches together, they go to Ireland matches together, the girls, they go to the Meath GAA matches. So Meath LGFA were playing over in Ashburn recently, and there was a massive cohort of the girls, and you know, some of the coaches have organised buses, and we've gone into Croke Park to see them as well. So they're lifetime friendships for those kids, and for myself as well as a parent and a mentor. You know, we go out together, we organise meetings together, especially with the mentors. We have a really, really strong knit, and I would say it's a massive community boost, and if anything, confidence boost for you living in a village that you're part of the communities.
Now Gordon speaks about his involvement and the facilities at the club.
I am a coach mentor with the girls LGFA section under 12s. I suppose I got involved with the girls section due to my own two daughters. I suppose, like anything, whether you have boys or girls, at some stage you're going to get involved with them. So I suppose our emphasis really is on coaching girls instead of training girls. We have, I suppose, the facilities then to back that up. I suppose, you know, we have the gyms, we have the ball walls, the Astros for you know, for all the different types of weathers that we have in this country, I suppose. But But I suppose in all in all, we do it for our kids. But again, it's about enjoyment for the girls as well, and that they're taking part and constantly taking part, and for as long as possible. You know, it's not all about winning. I think the winning mentality comes naturally, and the competitive mentality comes naturally as well with the girls. So we're just trying to keep them here, keep them interested, keep them improving them as individuals and as players. The camaraderie between the girls is brilliant. You know, there's bonds of friendship there for life. Like I always bring it back to my own experience in my own club. My best friend, I've played football with him since I was 6 years of age. He's also my first cousin, but he's also my best friend, and he's still there. So if that's anything to go by, you know, we're doing great. It'll be the same here, you know, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. I suppose with the last couple of years where Meath football being hugely successful, the numbers here are phenomenal. So there's a huge interest in ladies' sport. The future is definitely really bright. There's some serious talent in this club. And it's all down to the club itself, the coaches, you know, the executives, people putting all the right things in place. So yeah, it's a very interesting time for us, you know.
And now we hear from the female liaison officer at the club.
My name is Mary Curry. I'm the female liaison officer with the under-12s. My role is to really look after the girls and make sure they're okay. I treat all those girls like my own child, my own daughter. If they have any worries, concerns or issues, they know they can come to me. I also help the parents with any questions they may have, and I also support the coaches. It's really important to get the female game out there and for everyone to come down and support the matches, because like the lads have so much support that it's really, really important that the girls get their chance to shine, because the girls are actually fantastic, each and every one of them, under every age group. They're fantastic, and we need everyone there to support them.
Rathaut GAA Club caters for all levels of ability, which includes the Rathaut Rockets.
I'm Owen Mulcahy. Like a lot of people in Rathaut GAA Club, I wear many hats. The part that I want to talk about here is the Rathaut Rockets. That's our inclusive section within the club, and it caters for children with additional needs. We started it off last season. It was our first season. It was kind of the brainchild of a member in the club who wanted to set up something in memory of his son, who passed away due to cancer, and he wanted to devote something as a legacy for Cahill. So there was a lot of people involved from the outset. We looked at other clubs and what they were doing, and we set up our own division, which kicked off last April. We had probably 30 children starting off, and we divided into junior and senior rockets. It's every Friday evening. It was just to have something fully inclusive for the community, and for those people in the community with any additional needs, that they would have a place in Rathaut GAA. It's been a pretty good start, great success, and the involvement was great. It was very positive. And we're going to do it again next year, starting on the 10th of May. We kind of tapped into other clubs. A friend of mine is involved in Ranelagh, so next year we hope that we might do a couple of excursions and have kind of days out with other clubs that are running similar units in their own sections. So we're looking forward to that. There's been great support in the community, massively supported. We've had funding, we've had people volunteering their time. That's something that like we like to get out there in the community, that we need volunteers every Friday. So the more people, the better, and the better the thing will run for everybody as well.
Now Grainne and Eilish speak about the minor girls section and the academy.
My name is Grainne Farrell. I'm involved in many different teams in the club. The one I'm going to talk about today is the under 17 girls and the minor girls. So we work together with the girls to really try and encourage them and, I suppose, give them confidence on the field. The main difference we find, I suppose, with the girls and the boys is the boys tend to have more, more confidence in themselves, and they'll go for that ball and they'll take that point, whereas the girls are a little bit more hesitant. So just trying to give them confidence and encouragement and try to back themselves and give them a bit of belief in themselves. And when you do that, you really see that, you know, they grow on the pitch and they develop as players, and that's sort of, as coaches, that what we're trying to do with them. So we've two teams running at the moment, and it's all training together and making sure that we get the most out of training sessions, because when you've only got an hour and you've got a panel of 40 or 50 players, it's how do we separate it, and how are we going to make sure that these players get the the best on the night and making sure to set them up in terms of their point taking and their free taking and going in for a ball and picking up a ball up off the ground and not being afraid to go in for the tackle. And again, as I say, an awful lot of our training is based on encouragement and giving them that encouragement and trying to get the girls to grow in confidence. I suppose, and be as confident as the boys when they're out there on the pitch.
Hi, my name is Eilish Quinn. I help out with some of the underage teams, but for this we're going to talk about the Academy Girls. The Academy Girls is any age group up to when they start playing goal games at under 7 level. So we meet every Saturday morning from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock from February right through pretty much until Christmas. There's a really great group involved, and it's really, really brilliant fun. I look forward to it every week. There's about 50 girls signed up, and there's a good maybe 15 mentors helping out as well. So what it's all about is one thing and one thing only, and that's fun. Trying to get the girls involved, trying to get them keep coming every week, and they absolutely love meeting their friends from preschool, from junior infants. We introduce some of the basic skills in a really fun way, and it's dual, so we concentrate on the football and the camogie side of things.
Next we hear from Sive, who's a player in the senior section at the Rathoath GAA club.
My name's Sive Kelly. I'm a dual player. I play both camogie and Gaelic in Rathoath GAA. It's a great community here in GAA. We have training most nights. We have about 2-3 nights a week. We have a lot of matches, which is great. The teams here and the facilities are great. We have great coaches. Overall, like, it's a great club. I love playing with the team. They're really supportive. Even like getting back from an injury myself, it's been great to see the girls again and get to play again, and would love to maybe better myself and become one of the senior players in the future. But overall, love playing for the club.
And the final word goes to the young players from the club.
1, 2, 3, Rathoath!
You have been listening to From the Sidelines on Radio Nova. I'm Dave Daly, and if your club has a story to tell, email us at sidelines.ie. Radio Nova, coming to a sideline near you soon.